Yeah, let me. I'll just take one last bong rip, and I'll leave you guys to it.
Oh, man. All
Yeah,
right.
I gotta get the bong conversations going, man. I got you guys. I'm
Had a
having
little
fun here.
J-Bird as well. A little J-Bird. Yeah, hit it. Can we get the audio?
Sure, I got you. Ready?
Yep. Now we're doing it. Excellent. Realistic special effects there.
It's
Hey, do you know I did a show where I did the sound effect for a rocket taking off, and I did it by putting a camera down my bong. And the sound I used that sound. I used that sound as the sound effect, and no, and you could not tell the difference. It went, It's awesome. Yeah,
and
I
then
was
you
just
can see
removed from the room. I'll leave in a Oh, He's gone. He's gone back. again.
Oh, we're back.
Yeah, so anyway, so if we oh, we're in the live. This is the live stream. Actually, we'll go back out.
Let's go to the green room.
I'll go in the green room. Actually, no, I've just flicked a whole lot of other people in there.
And I'm back.
Yeah, just we'll just go. We'll just hit it, man, and because we'll just say we're starting the show. This is Bongversations 3, and here with Dave J and Rick. On you're in Sunday now. I'm in Sunday.
No, you're Sunday. I'm still
I'm Sunday.
Saturday.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, welcome everyone to the episode 3 of Bongversations, and we're going to be talking about the number 4.
Four.
The incredible number 4, and we're going to talk about maybe the X-Files, maybe something else, and maybe something else at the end of it. But do you want to start your number 4 stuff, Dave J?
Sure. Just looking at the idea of four, you have through, let's just say throughout the different so-called cultures, you have the idea of the four yogas. That or what the Hindus are. The reason I brought that is because there's a lot of Hindu influence now happening within
Oh,
the
yes.
so-called, yeah. So they there are four then aims of life, which they call it, with and this is where when you hear them you'll say it sounds good, but it's like the Noahide laws. They sound good, but they're not good. So they have this idea of ethical living. Their second is the idea of prosperity, wealth, and success. That's the same when you see what's called a prosperity gospel or a prosperity preacher, one who teaches, you know, like the one who teaches about you can have a private plane and you can live this grand life in this place and you can still be
Hypocrites.
serving. Yeah, and you
Hypocrites, yeah.
can so you see how that happens, and then you have their third aim, which is the idea of pleasure or love, all right, or to enjoy. That's the that and that leaves in into kind of the idea of loose living, or
Yes.
doing certain, you know, that idea. And then you have the fourth or the final, which is the idea of self-realization or liberation. That's the idea of self-realization is deciding that you have become the creator, meaning that all so it's you would say to yourself that all exists because of me, and then you become possessed with self or self-possessed.
It
You see,
means it, the fourth is the base too, isn't it? It's the most strong, isn't it? The strong number of a you've got, you know, it seems to be everywhere with the elements, you know, air, fire, water, earth.
yep.
Well, transformation, intention. Oh, here we go. Transformation, intention, intention, attention, concentration, and meditation. So this,
Right.
everything's four. I've got a whole list of them there. I did a bit of research, as I
Well,
should do.
it's the idea of the four corners,
Four
the
corners of the
four
earth.
corners of the earth. Yeah.
Dave, how do you explain around Earth if there's four corners? Is it possible to have a corner of a globe?
Yeah, but that's all low level type of stuff.
If people
are still kind of talking, that's kind of like low level, because within the four, at least in the United States, in the fourth grade is when they start to through curriculum start to teach astronomy. You know, for example,
so
because you know what they bring into existence before that, the idea of war. So and by the third grade, they're already trying to tell you about war, which is ridiculous. Even the second grade, because I've told you that before, I had to repeat the second grade because I wouldn't say that people died in the revolution. I just said
nobody died, nobody got hit. Wow.
Well, I wouldn't write it down because these numbers were huge. And I couldn't contemplate. I was walking home and I'm thinking, how can people just allow themselves to stand in lines and do that to each other? I said, I refuse to believe that's true. And what happened was, I had a parent conference teacher thing where my mother had to come in and they said, listen, your son is not following the curriculum. And they're looking at her and I'm looking up at her. I'm like, come on. I'm like, you got to tell these guys, I'm doing this. Hey, Mo. And so I redo the second grade, and that sucks, man. Because the same people that you grow up with, you're going to go all the way through high school.
Oh, man. Yeah. At that age, it's a different. Yeah. It's like you're being put in with babies again, and your friends have become big people. Yeah, no, absolute humiliation.
So what I did to get by it, because even though you know the system is not what it is, you still live in a house with parents that are saying it's real. You have sisters who are saying it's real. And so what I learned to do was I learned to say that I would put that you say this number, that number, this number. I say you say, I would write out YOUSAY, and then I'd put the number. I made sure that it wasn't me saying it. However, the number was correct, therefore I got a credit. You see? So I worked around it. You just learned to work around it.
So legally, yeah. So
I found out I had to be a lawyer in second grade. You have to be a lawyer to get through second grade, you know?
So we've got the human body systems, and you've got nervous, respiratory, circulatory, digestive. At four is everywhere. It's like ancient. We just did elements, but the platonic volumes are tetrahedron, octahedron, isohedron, and a hexahedron, all four. Four's everywhere, four ages, gold, silver, bronze, iron, bang, bang, bang. There seems to be an incredible coincidence.
If you look at it in the 2D, if you draw it, it's a square. So then if you have the square, but as soon as you bring it into the 3D, it becomes the cube. And you can make and a door is an oblong cube. All right.
The dalet.
It's the dalet. So a door, if you can look at a door in the frame, because if you notice the frame, like you stand on the ground. So the door frame is the left side, the right side, and the top. So it's the three, and then the four, the door fits into it. Do you notice the 3, 4? We talked about the 3 the last show. Now we're at the 4. So the door now is the presentation of the dalet, which the idea of the da, or the idea of the mind, or the idea of it being let into. Now I want to take that into the Matrix movie, into that scene that we talked about, and how this process actually can be shown in a Hollywood film, but for those that need a visual indicator of what we're talking about. Otherwise, just know that
scene are we talking about?
The one I sent you, the one when he first wakes up.
Yeah.
When he first wakes up, that's really the only scene you have to kind of look into, you know? And then what happens is, let's say, so you have this door. A door is an oblong cube, six sides and eight corners, just like a sugar cube or a dice. It's just that it's pulled into that shape. Now that door, it's presented to you. Just like Christ says, I am at the door, knocking. And should you answer, I will come in and sup with you. Meaning that you have to then actively open up that door and walk into it. The three into the four becomes what? The seven or the mind. So yeah. If you remember when Neo's laying on, if you can remember back to the scene, and we'll put up the,
the scene.
Yeah, we'll put up the video so people can actually look at this when they re-listen to this. But when he's laying on the table, the first message that comes onto his computer is, "Wake up, Neo." Now you notice that the Neo or NEO is simply one reflected in a mirror, which That's is right. why the That's in reversed. And the E switch places.
Yeah.
So it's reverse and opposite. All right. So then that reflection. But wake up, Neo equals 666 in English gematria. All right. I told you that before. Yeah. So now listen. Yeah. So we're at the first step. He's laying down. And now imagine yourself being woke up. You look up the screen and it says, "Wake up, Neo." That equals 666. Now let's just say, what else equals 666 in English gematria? You have vaccination. You have computer. Illusion. Yes. I'm just going to do a few more and get to the very end. Mark of the beast, image of Satan, and how about this one? An absence of God.
Right.
Or how about this one? Hardened heart. All of those equal 666 in English. Now, here's also one that you'll be interested in, because you've witnessed this in men that you've spoken with recently, how they are attached to this Germany white power Hitler thing. Guess what also equals 666 in English gematria? Deutschland.
Deutschland. Really?
Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah. So then that is why these characters, I mean,
666 is also the dimensions of a cube as well, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we just talked about the cube, because guess what? 666-18-9. It's the idea of idle time. It's the idea that wake up, Neo. And guess what happened? He went from sleep to awake. Now he's in time, right? So now what has to happen once time is presented to you? The next line in the film, and it's very quick to see, it says, "The Matrix has you." That's what types out, period. All right? That equals 207 in English gematria, which if you add 7 and 2 together, that also equals 9.
So nine. You see the number nine, which is 6.
In reverse, yeah. So then then 69 is the idea of cancer, or the idea of time. If you're living a lie or in a false reality, it is cancer because it's eating you. If you live in the truth, you are alive, therefore you cannot
die. Interesting. That's an interesting tie-in, because we were discussing what cancer, why the etymology of the word, etymology, whatever, of cancer. And it meant, you know, several things, but what you're kind of tying it in is makes a lot of sense. A lot of sense, yeah.
Well, also look, I told you how you kind of, you always have to look at that, the numbers, you know, 1 through 9, you have to look at it from above as if they're all stacked. So you can look down almost like the idea of the, you know how the Journey uses it, the band Journey on their covers uses a beetle a lot. It's the idea of the Egyptian beetle. Well, the design on the back of those, amulets or displays is a spell or a word written from top to bottom and then laid on top of each other. Just like if you take the 6 and the 9 and you lay it over each other, you get the 8.
Yeah.
So then once you know that, you see that the matrix has you equals 207, that equals 9. But guess what? It's also 27 or the 77. Remember I told you to look for the 7 code?
Number.
Yeah, so 7 plus 7 is 14, and 4 plus 1 is 5.
Yep.
So then that's your senses. So the matrix has you. So how then can you say the matrix has you? By what senses would you know? Well, look at the stories that also equal 207. Kyle Rittenhouse. So if somebody tells you, "Hey, did you hear the latest Kyle Rittenhouse?" You know, that's like one of these shooter stories.
Yeah.
He shot three people. The matrix has you. They're literally speaking a story that's not true, but one that the Matrix fed them. And they're also Mary Magdalene, bloodline.
Well,
that goes back
that's the blood of the Holy Grail.
Holy blood. Yeah. Holy blood, Holy Grail. That whole, that whole family hoax idea. So then you have the you see how you went from a shooting story, but now you have a much bigger story that incorporates more of the so-called world. But guess what? It also has the Supreme Court. That those three words also equal 207.
It'll be so interesting to see. Go
ahead. Ancient
temple temple structures have a four. There's the Holy of Holies, an inner chamber, inner court, and outer court. So all these things will probably, I'm not going to do it, but I'm sure you could. They'll probably end up to be 207 as well.
Yeah. So we'll go. Yeah. So let's continue just real quick with the last. Because I want to go to the very last line before the knock on the door in the scene. This is all happening within that very short scene.
Yeah.
And then guess what? The fourth thing that equals 207, and this was just used recently, direct energy weapon.
DEW. Pronounced Jew.
So you see these. So what you say, what does Kyle Rittenhouse, what does Mary Magdalene Bloodline, what does Supreme Court, what does direct energy weapon? Those are literally little pies that are put in front of people. If they consume it, the Matrix has them. The Matrix has you. 207, simple gematria, all
trap,
of those,
trap, trap.
Plus all the rest. Now let's go to the final message on the computer screen. When Neo's doing, hey, what's going on here? And he's trying to do the control alt delete and nothing's working. And it finally says, follow the white rabbit. And you know how Keanu Reeves has that stupid look he always does in every movie? He goes out look and he goes, follow the white rabbit.
Well, he played the same character. I mean, he's been, you know, ever since the very first roles, he played that dopey, surfer, you know, what was it, the Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, and all these other ones. He's never played Matrix. Point Break. He was hippie undercover FBI agent. It's his thing, and he's never, you know, this was his very first serious role, really. I mean, he'd done that one, but interestingly, he did that other one with Michael, with the guy that plays Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr., it was a half digital film as well. It was kind of
Johnny Mnemonic?
Johnny Mnemonic, exactly. You're listening to Bongversation.
No matter what your age,
you're listening to another conversation
or your affiliation
on truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, on with the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
You're listening to Bongversations 3. We're discussing 4 and the Matrix movie with Dave J and Rick on a beautiful Sunday. I know, wet Sunday for me, and it's probably beautiful wherever he is on a Saturday night late, I'll be told. Anyway, back to the Matrix. Beautiful. Back to the Matrix.
So then follow the white rabbit equals in simple gematria, you guess the very famous number
233. Oh, 233.
All right. Okay. Or guess what? 322. If you reverse that idea,
the skull and bones number, the full of stuff. The 322.
Right. So you can because if you go ahead and you mirror that one side, it kind of rotates on each other. So, anyways, it's the idea of a 233, and then that's also, if you just look at what also equals, because there's a lot that equal all these different numbers. However, you look for something that makes sense. The abomination of mankind also equals 233.
Wow.
All right.
And the four keeps popping up with all these coincidences that, you know, if you, what do you cling to? A platonic his kind of thing is, what you cling to is wisdom, knowledge, opinions, and ignorance. You like that one? Ignorance. But that's always four. Always four. Interesting. Right. Afterwards, when we finish this thing, if we can talk about the four horsemen of the apocalypse motif and meaning, what your intricate knowledge of, I'd be fascinated to hear about. So mm-hmm. if whenever you want.
So I was just going to go ahead and just tell you about. So anyways, we got through that first scene, and then what happens is bang, bang, bang. Who is it? Troy. All right. Now, what do you think of when you hear Troy? You think of the Trojan horse. The idea of an incoming package, or the idea of
really bad Brad Pitt movie.
A Damon or a demon. The spelled with a D-A-E, the idea of a computer demon. Yep. So then you have Troy, or the idea of this horse who answers to the who is it. And notice that the door is still shut. He has not answered the door yet. So now he makes a choice, because he is trying to make currency from someone in the world to answer the door. All right. So then guess what? The number on the door is 101.
All right. Number 11.
Well, it's also the idea of concern, one on one. The idea that zero, once that zero is made one, guess what that equals? Three, four, the door. Do you see how it becomes mind? The door is 101, and that's also in at least in the United States, it's known as elementary.
This is the high level esoteric Gnostic / whatever, but stuck into a movie that
You look at the Book of Enoch, and it's the idea that if I go back to the idea of the giants. And I wanted to tell you two things about that. If you read the Book of Enoch,
I love that book.
Yeah, it says that the giants were uncreated, because they were half physical, half spiritual. Their physical side was literally uncreated, meaning that there is nobody ever going to dig up any part of them. So if you ever see something like that, it's a lie. However, what was not taken away was the spiritual aspect. And what it says in the Book of Enoch is that the spiritual, the so-called demons, or the spirit, the false teaching was left on this plane to haunt mankind, or to control or to influence their minds. That's
to
in
trick
the book
them.
Of Enoch.
Wow. Yeah, and, you know, I love the constant references to portals all the way through Book of Enoch. Through it. And I'm
well,
sitting there going, wow.
Yeah. This door is a portal. Because
there you go.
Because remember that he's one in the room by himself. He becomes Neo walking out the door. All right. You know that. So then he's in the room 101, or his door's 101. As soon as he opens the door, he says, the other character says he has the $2,000. Two, that's the four. The idea. That's the idea of the square being made. Those two, their concerns met. Because remember, the two is the number of concern. You have the something left, you have the light, you have yourself noticing it too. You walking, you picking it up, that's you three. So then these guys together have then brought in this manifestation into existence. Wow. Now he gives them what they came for, which is his interaction with the world. And then guess what they do? This is a 3-minute and 7-second clip. Before the doors close, they offer for him to go out with them, but it's the man does the offer, Troy. However, he defers to the woman on his left to make the choice. Is it good that he goes with us? And she gives him the nod. Do you see? So then guess what? On her shoulder is the white rabbit.
Well, yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, which, and the white rabbit. Go ahead.
Well, it pops up, and I haven't watched the fifth one, or the fourth one, rather. There's a fifth one coming out. Can you believe it? But that's heavily at the beginning of the film. It's a girl with a white rabbit and drags him back into the Matrix again. I'm talking about number four Matrix, which I haven't seen.
Oh, okay. No, I will tell you this though, just to put a kind of a loop on this. When I told you that the Matrix has you equals 207, guess what? The next line, follow the white rabbit, equals 233. However, what are you following? You're following the white rabbit. So white rabbit by itself equals 72, which is the opposite of 27. So yeah, the matrix has white rabbit.
Isn't it interesting that they used orally, not visually, the white rabbit part of the whole LSD craze with Jefferson Airplane, their song White Rabbit, which it was very hypnotic, and it was coming right out when they wanted all the kids to be dropping trips and get onto the LSD in 67 or thereabouts. So it's interesting that White Rabbit is an incredible, powerful subject, and of course it's Alice in Wonderland. It's everywhere, fantastic.
You notice then, just to finish this scene, it's just...
You keep going, man. I'm sorry. I just have to interject.
You're good. We're good to go. We're getting our groove. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, man.
And you noticed that, Rick?
I hate being rude, but you can't do it with three people. It's impossible unless... Maybe you can, but there's too much to you. But with one-on-one... I'll hear something you say because you're talking to me and I'm talking to you. I'm not talking to anyone else and you know who I'm talking to.
Right.
So keep going, man. It's fantastic. Groove away.
Groove. Yeah, so I was just going to say, but you notice how even within the movie, and this is even within life itself, how the Neo character is purposely being shown to be used, because when you then get to the bar scene, which is the very next scene, he's still standing there like a freaking wallflower until the Trinity character walks up and interacts with him. Do you see? So the white rabbit on the girl was being used as a muse, meaning
a
that,
muse. Muse. Yeah.
So the whole Troy interaction was to be the action that caused the demon injection, meaning that because after that point is when he enters the matrix. Remember, once he leaves that door, that 101 door, once he leaves the door in the film, he's in it for the rest of it. So that's the difference. I just wanted to kind of show you how the number code builds on itself.
It's fantastic. I haven't actually heard. I've heard so many people break the movie down, and as I've said a million times, I was standing around watching them film that entire movie. Mm-hmm. I had no idea at mm-hmm. the level what was getting done. And yeah, you have to agree, when someone says like the moon landings or any big event, they go, "There's so many people worked on it. Of course, someone would have spilled the beans." But I was part of this movie and Dark City and those other ones. I had no idea the complexity until it was released by the director. So all these big events that you see, like moon landings and stuff like that, the workers have no idea the finished product. The finished product is completely different than what you see as a worker on a particular film or an right. event. Mm. Keep going, go. You keep going, sorry.
Oh, yeah. So then I guess this same story. Now, if we go back all the way just quickly back to the beginning, to the wake up Neo part, these three lines by themselves, this 3-minute and 7-second clip, which is put out by kind of the official source, so 3 7s, 7, 14, 21, the idea of three, or the idea of a Masonic building block. This is showing you the manifestation of a new man, but not in the way of the forgiveness of Christ or coming into the mind of Christ. It's going through the idea of a man having to fight through a system in order to gain his so-called freedom. And these three lines by themselves, just through the gematria, 666, 207, and 233.
Yeah.
If you can take all that so-called English, break it down to code, and you get all those other words I told you about. So then that's what it's really talking about, you know?
Sorry, I just have to shut a window because the train going near past me. Fantastic. That's probably metaphorical. A train goes past as we're discussing the entering the door.
I always do that when people, when the lead characters meet and they finally finish dinner, and then they walk off to the back, and then they cut to the train going through a tunnel.
It's a tunnel.
They're like, oh, okay.
I wonder what that means. I wonder what that means. Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. Oh, it's very interesting, Dave. You know, and I've been listening to many, many analyses of The Matrix, but none of this I've heard before. None of it. So this is groundbreaking stuff, be told.
Yeah, so that's just that one scene.
That's one scene of a movie that goes for 119 minutes. I'm just guessing here.
Yeah, it's like most of that stuff you can just toss, like all the jumping around with the bullets. You just toss it because you watch this one scene. You get what the actual idea.
Well, you
is.
Get. And you then, did. Yeah. You did. Not many other people did, but that went into their subconscious. Yeah.
Well, you know what's interesting about this is that nobody's stopping anybody from pausing the film and actually looking at what's being put in front of them. And then nothing stops people from taking that and putting it into a...
Apart from your family, if you're sitting there wanting to watch a movie, you become incredibly unpopular, as I've found out, when I sit there pointing at things when a movie's on, especially in the cinema.
Do it after hours. Yeah, do it. Don't do it in
don't do it with your children.
Cinema,
don't do it with your kids around because they will never forgive you. Kids, this is an Gnostic meaning. There's a meaning. We're going to rewind this 5 times, and I'm taking notes. They don't like you.
When you're sitting in your chair, just do it on your computer at 123movies.com. And when you're doing that, you can sit there with your Cheeto stained shirt. Nobody's going to bother you. Just stop the video, and it only takes a few moments to actually see what's written. Look it up on a gematria calculator. You'll see what the numbers are, and then you're like, okay, now, boom, done. So here's I want to say that it might be a cult, but it's not that a cult. It's simply that most choose not to actually do the work.
That's right. They
see this movie about 1984. Let's say can I jump to the movie 1984?
If you want to jump to 1984, I'm willing to jump with you. Fantastic.
Okay, let's do it because I want to look at this character Winston. Now, Winston is the main character who is the idea of all of these other characters that you run into in life. All of these people who are so-called seeking the truth and who are using whatever they can within their arsenal to show themselves or show their creativity. In the case of Winston, who was writing a journal. All right. That was his little shtick. So then what I want to get to the end to where, so then people will look at this character as if this person is fighting a system. He then goes out with the paroles and he lives in a little apartment, blah, blah, blah.
Has sex with some random chick.
Yeah. It's like, she was with the anti-sex league. Are you kidding me? She kept trying to flirt with him because these guys are all creeps. So they're going to have let's say if you're writing this book, And they're one of these creeps. They're going to have 3 or 4 scenes to where you're going to have 2 of them where the girl is enticing the guy, and you'll find out that's the same in 1984 because there's a few scenes where he sees her at the 2 minutes hate.
Yeah, that might go.
He's commenting on the stash, and then he sees her later again. Then finally, of course, out in the proles. And of course, all that happens. But that's like a side story because what happens is that's kind of like the idea. Of living with the proles and living in kind of sin or in living of the body's kind of pleasures. Remember we talked about that when it came to the 4 ideas as far as the Hindu faith, you know, as far as the so-called pleasure being the second, or I'm sorry, the third, which is the kama, or some might say it the karma. So then so the idea of pleasure and love, what you give is what you get back. It's a false narrative, but it is out there. So then so they see that. So then what happens, however, is this, in fact, he gets grilled at the Ministry of Love, doesn't he?
In room 101. So you just mentioned 101 before.
So because 101 is on this side, you're in the Matrix. On that side, you're in your space.
Interesting. Right? So I never picked up on the 101 and the Matrix one. I probably would have said it's number 11, but it's more.
It's 101. Yeah. So once you see that but what happens with Winston at the end? He winds up back in the system. He winds up back in. He basically takes the shot.
He takes the shot. He takes three and a booster, and he goes
and,
back.
Yeah, and a booster. So that if I hear somebody talk about 1984 and they don't get to that part, I know they didn't actually read the book.
That's right, yeah, because it's a horrific ending when you look at it, you know, because he lost. And that was what I said. There's no hope given in that book. There is no hope.
No,
it's a really nasty book. Its intent is bad. Yeah.
Yeah, its intent, Fahrenheit 451, same thing.
Same thing, bad intent.
A Brave New World, bad intent.
Bad intent. 100%.
What's the one with the little maggots out there on the out on the island by themselves?
The Lord of the Flies.
Yeah, Lord of the Flies. Bad intent.
Yep, very much so. And guess what? Yeah. These books were made for children. They were pushed on you to read at school.
Right.
So, you know, you just name dropped most of those books. 451 for sure. Right. Lord of the Flies. These were when you were fourth grade in New Zealand, or what? I'm talking about 14, 15, 16-year-old. These were compulsory reading.
Right.
So they pick on that age group, as you just mentioned before, about your experience at school. I couldn't stand school, Dave. I'm sure you were the same. I didn't like it. Oh, you just went strangled. Sorry. Your Wi-Fi just went strangled. Yeah, still not there. No. Try dropping out and coming back in again, Dave. That usually works. Give it a kick. Or kick your computer four times. Kick your computer four times. There you go. Dave just had to drop out and come back in. I had the same problem last night. I absolutely randomly got booted out of Discord when I was discussing some subject. Dave, are you there? No. I can keep talking, but I'm not going to. I'll just wait for Dave to come back. And I had the same exact issue last night. Is there something going on with Discord? I would say possibly. I don't know if Velocet can see what is it. Would it be Dave's Wi-Fi if you're out there? Producer with the Medusa that's not actually producing. Or I could just mute and we can cut this dead air. But all right, one more. There you go. Get back.
Okay, I'm back. Now I'm just on my regular phone. We're having a lightning storm. So,
it's biblical. Yeah.
The devil's not happy with me right now. He's like, shut him up.
Shut that guy up. I had last. You're listening to
After the Break,
Dave and Rick. Be Bongversation.
No matter what you say,
you're listening to another conversation.
Or your preoccupation.
On truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now on with the conversation.
The art of conversation.
Welcome back.
Welcome
back to Bongversations episode 3 on the number 4. We've been going through, my goodness gracious me, the Matrix 1984, which we're going to keep talking about 1984, I do believe. Or is that the end? Because that spoiler alert. It doesn't end well. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Well, that goes also just to the idea that all without the protection of Christ will in fact fall before the end.
There you go.
That's just the way that goes.
The white light. The good white light.
Absolutely. The carpenter, you know.
The builder, yeah, there's got to be a meaning in that, of course. And interesting, the four goes into the life of Jesus is resurrection, crucifixion, persecution, and then service. So,
And you also have the four gospels too. You know, the idea of four gospels.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's so many things, Dave. So many things. Yeah.
Well, north, east, west, south. The idea of news.
News.
So if you take the directions, the cardinal directions, north, west, south, east, whatever, it still spells news. So therefore, it's the spiritual idea of offering a direction.
Yeah, I love it. I love the way this guy in this book, which I have for kind of reference, he spells universe with a Y O U, the universe. Yeah. I like that. That says an awful lot. And as you say, what you say, it usually means. What is said? Yeah, 100%. 10 out of 10, Dave.
Yeah.
12 out of 10.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, input equals output, output equals input. Garbage in, garbage out. That's like, I want to say that was used during the O.J. Simpson hoax. Johnny Cochran, one of the actor lawyers, used that. Garbage in, garbage out.
It's funny that. One of those big operations, one of those big operations back in the day for malintent guaranteed, the O.J. Simpson scam. A guy that keeps popping up, he was in The Towering Inferno, he was in, apart from his production, that TV one, but he was also in that great one, when they pretend to go to Mars.
Capricorn One.
I went to see that at the movies in 1975 or 6 or whatever it was. Fantastic movie. Oh, that's a great movie.
I like the reporter character.
I have to see it again, Dave. I haven't seen it for 30 something.
Haven't seen it in a while? I like the reporter character. He's this curly haired kind of a bit actor. You've seen him around.
You mean the actor? Goldman. Was it Barbara Streisand's ex-husband?
Yeah. I want to say that was the guy. Yeah. Or at least a clone of them. They kind of look the same. He almost has that Tom Brady or Tom the Brady Bunch, the father look.
That's him. We're talking about.
It looks very similar to him.
I do believe by coincidence, Barbara Streisand's other husband's also in the movie as well. The one that she did marry, the guy whose son's now fantastic actor playing in Marvel movies is the demiurge, or the guy that snaps his fingers and the whole world disappears. And well, I don't know if you've seen those, but you'll like those.
I've seen none of those movies.
But you know, when you got children, they want to go to the movies. I've seen from Iron Man 1 all the way through, except for the feminine one. That's I won't watch those, but I've seen them all. Anyway, we'll keep going back to the conversation on: is there any other books or films?
Well, I kind of just want to let's kind of, if you still go to the idea of door, I want to also just say. In Revelation, remember if I was telling you before about the 233 and then the 223 or the 332, that each way you look at it, north, west, east, south, however you want to look at it. If you look then at that third placeholder, if you go to Revelation 3:20, it says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." Bang, bang, bang. Yeah. Just what happens within the show, remember? And if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and he will sup and sup with him and he with me. Meaning that the man has to, or woman has to make that happen, has to open that door. So the knock is happening by the lie and the truth. All right. Okay, there's
so
the knock.
They've inverted things as usual. So
correct.
Yeah.
Because guess what? 3 + 2. Remember Revelation 3:20. 3 + 2 = 5.
Yes.
Remember, 5 is the 5 senses. So then the man going through the door, man or the woman going through the door frame is the 5 senses, the body going into reflex or into reflex by the mind. So the mind arrives at the thought, advances the body, then simply moves the mind through the play. Whether it be in the real world or whether it be something you're typing to somebody on the computer screen, your mind is
typewriter or on a Corona typewriter,
typewriter. Do you know in high school, at least in California, they used to make you do calligraphy? I learned everything: cursive writing, handwriting.
Yeah.
But they also put me in typing class, and I was put into the back row. And let me tell you the problem with there was 5 rows, and the first 4 rows had electric typewriters. The fifth row, my row, had manuals, to where you can get your fingers stuck in them and the keys get stuck together. I'm like, and then of course, unfortunately for this kid, I was still under the same time constraints as the ones with the electrics, which had the little balls. I don't know if you remember those, the little balls.
I'm old. I'm five years older than you, so I'm even worse.
So I just had an old manual typewriter where the little keys went up and struck, and then you would have to pull the ribbon. And if you pulled the ribbon, you could, of course, read everything that was written.
What a clever invention, the old typewriter.
Well, it's really just, it's the idea of striking the back of a material with the, like a, almost like a photoresist, really, in a way. And that leaving a mark. Because remember, it smudged real easy.
Yeah.
Remember, it smudged. So you had to be careful. And I learned on a manual typewriter. That's why I type very fast now.
Dave, I have to say this. I was going to interrupt. I've never seen anyone that can type as fast as Dave J ever in my life. So, and my mother was a typist. She was good, but you're probably about 45% better than her. It's incredible.
Well, I type two different ways. I type one. I can type very quickly just on the keyboard, and the other way. And what I like about Discord is it lets me talk to the phone.
Oh, is that what you mean?
I'm able to talk to the phone and get it through. Once you talk to the phone and you see what you wrote, you have to then, well, because if I'm out and about, I can't get to a keyboard. My only keyboard is my Logitech here at the RV. So then I can type. I like to type because it keeps your fingers nimble. Also I like to type because it causes you to
your brain to function. It's high level subconscious. Your subconscious is doing it for sure, and your conscious.
But if I just want to go on a stream of consciousness and just let an entire thought flow out, I will speak to the phone first, then go back to it and adjust it. Because sometimes if you're typing, your mind's so far ahead of what you're typing, even if you're typing fast, that by the time you get to this point, your mind's already so far that you've missed a block.
Yep.
Or even a sentence. So if you speak it as it's coming out of you naturally to the phone, everything's caught, even the simple little errors and blah, blah, blah. And you get rid of those. But at least a part is not missing, which possibly if you're typing it, it might abandon your whole entry. You might say, shoot, I kind of lost my point, and delete it. Or the entry is placed in front of someone and they're like, it seems like something's missing. You know, they're scratching their head. So to me, it's helpful to do it really on, depending on what you're doing. If you're just kind of going back and forth with somebody, I type. I love typing. It's something that I like to do. I like to do it with a Jaybird in my mouth, whatever. Just relaxing.
Why not? So we move on to the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, because that's quite, there's 1, 2, 3, and 4, and that's
the white, the red, right.
So they got a tone. There's a tone and a color. A number and a color has been assigned to each one.
You're looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, right?
Yeah.
And then if you add 4 + 3 + 2 + 1, you come up with 10, which is the idea of the input output. So the idea of the four horses is really looking at, if you're looking at the script, expect this, which is the idea of conquest and the idea of pestilence and the idea of the crown, which is the corona. Remember Revelation 3:11. Make sure that it says, let no man steal your crown. That means let no man steal your mind. So you have, and then the white horse, of course, is the one with the bow. All right. And then it said that it goes out conquering and to conquer. So you already see that in the so-called Matrix is already putting out these latest war scenarios. So that's kind of that red horse. The white horse, the red horse, which is the second idea, is the large sword. That's the idea of someone coming who is going to take peace. That means that's going to be a main character.
Yeah.
You will know who it is. So that hasn't happened yet. You know, so yeah. Then, so you kind of have the white horse, kind of, yeah, because Crown Corona, you also had the Putin character riding the white horse. You had the Kim Jong-il character, North, riding the white horse. As far as
sport, it's everywhere. Well, we just saw it in the Olympics. Yeah. We just saw it in the Olympics. Yeah. We saw it in a news story in England with a bleeding horse, white horse, charging down the road with a backstory that's completely ludicrous. But
With the bloody legs.
Yeah, with the bloody legs. Yeah. What do you think that? Yeah. What is that? Do you know?
It's obviously all of this. Anytime it's showing you the idea of that more. Entails the idea with the Christ figure coming back and with the robe dipped in blood. So then, of course, if the rider's robe was dipped in blood, it would then drip onto the horse. However, the rider in this case is unseen, meaning that it's not there yet. So then the third, you would have like the idea of the black horse, which symbolizes the idea of famine. All right. So that's the idea of scales. And the idea of food scarcity and so stories that deal with those different stories of imbalance, price controls. In fact, all of that's within the so-called news cycle. Now you have, at least within the United States, you have the characters talking about price controls. That's the idea of imbalance and suffering caused by an artificial famine, or the idea of kind of, it's the control of, if you control all of it, you can turn it on and off at any point. All right. Yeah. So you went through that. So that's kind of already starting. The black horse is starting to ride. Let's just say that it's starting to head down the track. Yeah. And then of course the pale horse represents, and I want to make sure you hear this correctly, represents death. However, death is not what people think. Death is the idea of a body without a purpose or an unrepentant soul.
An empty vessel.
Yes, it's an empty. So it is those that do not know Christ, because they will, in fact, dissipate at the end of this time. All right, because because it's said that he is followed by Hades, which is the realm of the dead. So then Hades is then the system that will be put into place. So in order to exist within that system, you must be dead. Do you see? You have to be that Winston character. You're going to be the Winston character.
He may as well have died in room 101 because he comes out an empty vessel.
He becomes part the realm of the dead. He also comes out of the room, the pale room, the idea, because it's the pale horse idea. So he comes out pale because he's been beaten into submission.
And the ministry of love. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the idea of love is law, the idea of black and blue. That's why black and blue is associated with police, because they inflict the black and the blue. The blue is considered love. We love you.
Love backwards is evil.
But also live backwards is directly evil.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
A very confusing word, and none more confusing than when you see an album that I thought Black Sabbath put one out called Black Sabbath Live, and I thought, is it Live? Black Sabbath Live? I couldn't work it out until years later, and I found it was a live album. But live is definitely evil backwards. It's no coincidence. No coincidence.
So then, with all of this stuff, so you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 plus 3 plus 2 plus 1 is the idea. All those combined together create the idea of an input, meaning that if you see this input happening, then know that the output's going to be this.
Yeah.
Because the scripture has already been given to you.
Script.
Now you have the tool.
Script.
Scripture. I like to add the sure at the end. Because it's, you say, although it's not spelled that way, when you say it, you say scripture.
Scripture. All this is feeding into, you know, the mechanism of this cryptocurrency it's the coin of the dead, basically, you know, as of we've discussed the Bitcoin. It's obviously like when Winston leaves the thing and he's a dead man. We're leaving. They're doing this to the whole world, pushing us into digital dead currency that doesn't even exist.
That, however, becomes the choice. At some point, the constriction happens to where you either become the Winston character or you live with the pearls.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Because at no point is that is why with most of the actual whether it be story or movie or play interactions, you always have this so-called idea of a remnant, and also within in scripture you have the idea of a remnant. It's also the idea of the story of Noah, where you're looking or several stories where you're looking for. Can I find 10 honest guys? Can I find 9? Can I find 8? Can I find 5, 4, 3, 2? None.
Yeah.
Right? And then it happens. So, remember, like in the Kabbalistic, remember, so we're going back to the idea of the four. You mentioned earlier the Kabbalistic idea of the 2D square and the 3D becoming what's called the tetrahedron, right? Or the simplest shape is that idea of that tetrahedron. So that was very, very good stuff right there. Absolutely.
Ooh, yeah. Well, it's one of those things that's such a complex thing. I'm able to only listening to you, and I do interject when I hear this means that and that. So it's good. You know, it's a good conversation. Fantastic. A good conversation. Good conversation. Number 3. Fantastic.
You have an after show you're about to go do, right?
No. That's tonight. That'll be tonight if I can be bothered after after I've had a few drinks, I'll probably do something or other. But it'll be I said 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. And that's for anyone that wants to come in there and talk about. I want to talk about the sky butchering subject if anyone knows their stuff.
Oh.
That's hopefully what I'll be able to do. Either way, we keep going, and so we've just done the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Is that the end? Because that is the last one is death, isn't it? The pestilence.
That's the idea of just the wheat from the tare, the idea of the reaping or the separation. Not only is that talking about just time in general, let's say time that affects all that are so-called living. However, that's also within every idea that you come into each day. All of these, if the idea is a lie, you are going to be going through all these different manifestations. You're going to be hungry at some times because there's no detail that satisfies you. Because if you're chasing the war hoax, for example, some days you're going to feel full because you saw something, but then you're like, oh, maybe I didn't see. The next day you're going to be starving because everything you looked for, it's proving that it's not actually what you thought it was. So you start to starve. So then finally, guess what happens? That
you're listening to
After the Break.
Dave Bongversations with Rick.
No matter what your age,
you're listening to Conversation
or your affiliation
on truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, back to the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
Rick, on a beautiful, it's Sunday. For me, nearly Sunday for Dave, probably. On this wonderful planet.
Plain tea. if you take planet and you just move the T to the right slightly, one space, it's plain tea.
Plain tea.
I'm having sweet tea, by the way.
I'm drinking plain tea. Isn't that interesting, Dave? What a tie-in. I'm just about to go and make another cup of plain tea. Be told. Go ahead.
Let's close out that thought with the black horse, though, within the individual thought. So the black horse then brings the idea of death to the individual because they exist within a story that literally is not true. Therefore, every bit of time they're spending with it is literally wasted. Time they never get back.
Yes.
And that is the true sacrifice.
the waste of life, you know, and we spend so much time on wasted subjects and doing stupid things until we kind of get older and we go, why didn't I do this? When you get wisdom, and that doesn't usually happen until you get older, I have to tell you now, Dave, I'm a lot more wise than I was. Even though you don't have to be old to be wise, as Judas Priest saying, you do, it does help. It does help. Age does give us wisdom. It does give us wisdom.
And we talked about the kind of the Hindu idea earlier, and I want to jump back to that only because we started, because that is really being pushed now, especially with the Harris character in the United States. In England, you had before this latest guy, Sunsack guy. You have within Scotland some other characters, whether it be Muslim or Hindu, it all kind of winds up being the same error.
And it, well, the Hindus have four castes as well. So the priest class, Brahmin, the king class is a Kshatriya, and the Vyasa, belly, and the light, which are the laborers, and the Sudra is the feet, which is the laborers. Sorry, the merchants are the Vaisya, which are coming over here. The merchants of India and are heading over here. Let me just tell you right now, they're arriving en masse and buying businesses.
Yeah, within the first book of Adam and Eve, chapter 18, it tells you that I'll just read the whole thing. It's kind of just look it up, but it says when the serpent was thrown from the so-called garden, or the idea of error or evil was tossed, it landed in the land called India.
Really?
Spelled out INDIA, India. So then that's that India. So it's the same India where the so-called Indians come from. Not only that, but so-called native Indians.
Yeah, no coincidence. Yeah. Abrahamic and Brahmin sound identical. Brahmin and Abraham, very similar anyway.
So then that's why you have that idea of getting back to the idea of influence and the spirits of the giants. Those are then also spoken of in the Book of Enoch under the those who teach man or woman error are those of the fallen angel. And then if you look at the Lesser Key of Solomon, for example, he has them listed as, guess what? 72 different demons. There's your 2-7 idea. When before,
is that legion?
Legion. That is correct. Yeah. So then, the Matrix has you. Remember the Matrix has you equals 27. However, White Rabbit by itself equals 72. So if you follow the White Rabbit, that equals 72 in simple gematria. You're following these 72 ideas of demons, or the idea. Yeah, the same ones spoken about in the Lesser Key of Solomon. If anyone wants to, I won't hide it from you. The Lesser Key of Solomon. If you want to look at it, we'll tell you how to summon them. So if you think it's all a game, you can go take a look at it. Just be prepared for what you're going to get.
Just a warning: best not to. It's interesting that our minds, another way of describing demons, also the thought forms and the nefarious thought forms, that all those
that doubts, is what they are.
They come into our head as, I don't like that person, I hate that person, I want them to, all these things, that is your demon in real life.
That is exactly how the Book of Enoch explains them.
And that's why they don't want us reading that book, Dave. They don't want you reading the book. And I keep hearing people just saying this is not meant to be, it shouldn't be part of the Bible. I saw more, and Frank the Salt Guy is 100% with you, it's saying there's incredibly important information in there. I went from a little shop where I found it and went through it, and I couldn't believe what I was reading.
So I was reading the parts about the lights in the sky. It's really something you have to do by yourself. So people can get it right on Amazon or right off the internet for free. Just take a look at it. It's going to seem different. However, if you go outside and then actually observe the sky and watch, it's going to start to make sense to you. And then once you start to see that you're looking at a system of nodes and an electrical circuit, then it's going to really make sense to you. And then once you, and then you'll start to see the gates. Because here's the thing, Rick. If you don't know something exists, if somebody did not tell you how to see it, then you simply don't know how to see it. Once I show you how to see it, and you
can't
accept
unsee that, can't unsee it.
Because now you've seen kind of how you've seen the prestige. You've seen how the trick is done.
Yeah.
So now you can't be fooled again. So now you're sitting in the audience just kind of saying, smirking, because, hey, I'm not going to give the trick away unless you ask me. If you ask me, I'll say, yeah, he does this. Boom. Oh, you're like, oh, okay.
If I was a producer, I'd put Won't Get Fooled Again by The Who. Great song. Very appropriate. Won't Get Fooled Again, but we won't be playing that at the end of the show. But fantastic. Now, I think if you want to, we're probably blowing a few minds in heads anyway. If you want to, do you want to talk about, I'm always interested in hearing about these strains. And do you know anything about Maui Wowie? Because that was the main thing that everyone talked about when I was growing up, you know, all the pot smoking going on. That was the best you could get was Maui Wowie back in the day. I'm talking about 1978, 79. Yeah.
I have some very good news for you. Very good. One, I have smoked it many times, and absolutely every time it's been wonderful. Maui Wowie is the reason that it kind of gets the name is that not every bud will do what that particular one does. One, it has a very pungent aroma from the bag, very pungent from the bag, but it also has that reminiscent smell of kind of like the back of the gym. It's kind of what people used to smoke, you know, because not every bud smells the same as well. So it has this kind of, you have this reminiscent smell to it as well. So the reason I like Maui Wowie is because it gives you a head lift. And almost like a bud called Headband, it gives you, or at least gives me.
I've heard all reports of what you're saying. I've never had it before, but you just could not get it in New Zealand. Let me just tell you now, quietly. Although a guy that we were talking about last week, the military guy, he had a friend send him a whole package of it. And this is before I started smoking or touching any of that kind of stuff. He said it was like 2 days of good stone, you know, from a joint. You could get, you'd be out for a while. It wasn't just you had one or two, you know, you didn't need to smoke a lot of it.
Oh, let me do a little routine. There's someone in the audience right now who would like to hear this message. 687. So then,
this is only the third time I've heard that joke, and that would be from johnlebon.com. First hour free. The why was five nervous because.
What I would like to talk though, real quickly, is about Maui Wowie's good, but you know I love all bud. I really never run into a one I didn't like.
Well, you've got plenty of shows you can talk about whichever bud you like. Yeah. Go for it.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about how to kind of infuse wax into a butter to make the best edible butter and the best. Well, let's just stick with the best edible butter. In fact, I talked to these guys earlier in the chat about it, but it's something that maybe more would want. A simple crock pot, 1 pound of butter. A half or a quarter bottle of water, depending on how kind of your elevation. Check it. Make sure it doesn't get too dry on you. You're being a little bit too persnickety. So and then drop 2 grams of your oil in there, however form you want to do it. Let that blend together real nice and easy. Put it in molds or even little dishes. Once it sets in the refrigerator, you're set. Boom. Give it to your neighbors. Everybody's happy. I just wanted to kind of give you that as kind of a different way to, if you don't like to actually smoke it out of a bong or out of a, let's talk about a few different ways that you can consume it. You can do it out of a spliff. Now, a spliff is only for those people that actually smoke. If you don't smoke, you're not going to smoke a spliff, because a spliff is where you take the tobacco out of a cigarette and you mix it with bud, half, you know, cigarette, and you re-roll it. That's called a spliff. Now, if you do a J-bird or a joint, that's simply a paper rolled up joints. If you do a blunt, that's it's mostly people use Swisher Sweets here in the U.S., but it's a little mini cigar. With your thumbs, you just crack a line down all the way, knock out all the tobacco that's for the cigar, and you replace it with bud, and then you reseal that. That's mostly one for the hood, or mostly black guys will be doing blunts. Because
I have to go back. I just dropped my phone before and plug it back in. The difference between a blunt and a joint is two different things.
Well, a joint is simply in rolling paper. Right now is I have some hemp papers I'm using, and you usually can put a crutch. If you put a crutch is at the end where you put your mouth, you put a piece of cardboard and it'd be like a tip. On a regular, it's called a crutch, though, if you're doing it just for the cannabis. So I like to put a crutch because I don't like it burning right to my lips. So I put a crutch about the half the length of my thumb. And I do that because you have to roll it. In fact, one day I'm going to do a video on how to roll a J-bird.
Roll with one hand if you had to? That's a skill. People can do it.
If I had to?
Yeah,
I've never done it, but if I had to and there was blood there, I would give it the best try.
My grandfather could do it, but not with joints and with just cigarettes. He'd sit there as well.
It wouldn't be from lack of trying, that's for sure. so then that's simple. You get the crutch, you do that. Bye-bye. A blunt, however, is if you get a Swisher Sweet, which is a pre-rolled cigar, a small cigar, not a big fatty.
I've got you, because you can buy them now in the smoking accessory shops. They've got them all over the place. I've never seen anything like the amount of things you can get smoking accessories. Wow.
Yeah, what you do, though, is you crack those open straight down the spine with your two nails, with your two thumbnails, and then you dump what comes in it out, and you can toss it away. What you then refill the blunt wrapper with, the little cigar wrapper, you fill that blunt wrapper with bud, and then you reseal it, and then you smoke that.
Okay, so I've got you. I've never done that. Never seen it.
Yeah, that's called a blunt.
Right. I just thought it was another name for it, because, you know, back in my younger days, it was a joint was referred to as a number. That's the number. And that song, I do believe, you know, Ricky, by coincidence, Ricky Don't Lose That Number. We all thought that's what that referred to, but it could be all sorts of different hidden meanings in that song.
Yeah, it's whatever you want it to mean. Yeah, so you have joint, J-bird, spliff. I guess there's a few more, but those are most of the a pre-roll is another pre-roll. One, or a roll-up. A roll-up is another one. You got to roll up. Yeah. So those are all
incredibly popular terms in New Zealand. I'll just have to say that growing up, it was a huge, because we've got a beautiful climate and space, the same as over here. But that's where I used to hear and see the most, partake myself back in those days.
Right.
Because it was, but New Zealand always thought, where the people, they always mix it with tobacco. And so you're basically smoking half tobacco. And so you're going to get addicted to nicotine one way or another.
That's a spliff. That's a spliff.
Yeah. So, but over here, in Australia, the seasoned smokers, and I know a few, let me tell you quietly, and I'm talking about guys in their, hitting 70 now, they won't touch anything apart from, they call it bush, natural grown. What are the strain, but they call it bush, and it costs a lot more money than your hybridized manufactured whatever that technique is, where you've got your under artificial lights and things like that. I don't think you could really, do you think it's as good for you to grow it under artificial light? Do you think the sun could be adding to the benefit of the herb?
But I grow both ways. The reason that you grow indoors is that, one, it's easier to control bugs. Because what's called dust mites or mites are really tough to handle with once they get going on your bud flower. So you want to control them that way. You can also do hydroponic inside easier, which is really mainlining the feed to the plant itself. I like indoor because then you just get, although it's never going to be full spectrum, what I would do is I would have a window in the room to where I let the light in during the day. And I would also, because I also had inside
light.
And I also put it under 1,000 watt HPS lamps. Each lamp, two plants per lamp. There's also the idea of LED growing, which I never did get into. So I don't know about that, Dave.
I don't like LED.
I'm more of a high pressure sodium guy. I like the 1,000 watts. It's really
sodium,
the light.
Sodium. Yeah.
So when you're sitting in that tent with that light, it's very peaceful because the tent inside is reflective. So all the lights, and it's very peaceful light. It's not hot. It's just peaceful. It's very, it's bright,
so
but peaceful.
So you know what you're saying, Dave? It's good intent.
With very good intent. Yes, very good intent. So within the tent, I would have a little lounge chair, and I just sit there with the plants, just watching them wave, and I'd have a fan moving them.
Talking to them, apparently.
Of course I would.
I say,
you grow up real big and strong because I got this pipe. You see this pipe? You're going to be in it. Yes, sir. I'll get up there. Let me tell you my answer. If you walked up to me and you said, can I get a joint, a blunt, a spliff, a cone, a dab, an infused joint? You know what my answer to you would be? Yes, Rick. Yes, you can.
Well, that's another subject.
I would roll it up for you, bud. No worries.
I'm good.
I don't smoke spliffs and I don't smoke blunts. However, I will smoke one with somebody. If let's say that I'll take a puff from them just to be neighborly, but I will help them roll it because I had a guy. His name was Junior. He went by the name Junior when I worked in Florida. He worked in the kitchen, and he did blunts every day. He did blunts. So I said, man, I said, Junior, how do you roll? Because I would hit him over. I'd head over to his garage after work. He always did blunts. I said, how do you roll in that? Let me watch you roll that. So he simply showed me the simplest method. And he said, I used to be rolling these for my dad in the car. Because the bear in Florida, there's a lot of black neighborhoods. So then he said, I had to roll that for my dad in the car. I learned at a young age how to roll this. I said, well, man, you're doing well. Let me give that a shot. I said, yeah, it smokes very nicely. But I just don't like the idea of the, I personally don't like to have the cigar smell is a bit too much for me. I really like to do it out of bongs. Just straight glass is great. Which I used to do on my YouTube channel, just the reviews. I did it in always clean glass because you taste the flower and you can also dry toke it, meaning before you light it, you breathe it in and you can actually taste the flower.
You're listening to Bongversation 3, be told.
No matter what your age,
you're listening to Conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now back to the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
Here. Anyway,
Bongversations
number 3 going very well. What a wonderful show. Very easygoing discourse on this incredible. By God, it started off very complex, though, let me tell you. But it's now, you can relax now after you've been had your head rammed full of information, be told. Anyway, fantastic.
It's like, this is only gonna hurt for a minute. 687, 687, 687. Okay, great. Now we can get back to it.
Hey,
okay, the buffet is over.
I don't think he's sleeping properly, John. I think you need to have a good nap eventually. I think he said he was up for 3 days last time. That's rollover, hey.
Roller, he better have been in that closet. If he was up for 3 days, why he better have taken that opportunity to get in that closet.
Why not? Why not, I say? Why not? anyway, I think on that note, we might
yes.
we'll wind it up, keep it low, keep people wanting more, and next week it's five. And I thought, oh, it won't be that complex, but I'm selling it now. Five is probably more complex to me. I don't know a lot about number five, but let me just say this as a warning. Do some research, otherwise you're not going to know what we're talking about, because it's the regeneration is number five.
Yeah, you can also look in the mirror and see not only the universe, but the five within the senses.
Yeah, interestingly, the one of the diagrams that actually emphasizes five is the man with his arms spread out and his legs spread out with his head.
And if you turn that upside down, that's the hanging man or the six, meaning that when people say that the number of man is six, they're speaking about the fallen number of man is six, because you take that little sigil you just talked about with the arms, and just like a little rotary, just like a clock, you turn it around 180 degrees. Do you see how he's now hanging? And do you notice how the 180 degrees equals 9? So if you take a circle, you have from 0 to 90, 9, from 0 to 180, 9, 270 equals 9, and 360 equals 9. So it's the idea of idle time. It's the idea of no matter what quarter you turn to, that time while is idling, meaning that it's sitting there, it's moving. And so you're either participating in it.
You've said it again. You've done it again. Mm-hmm. So idle and idling when you can't idle. So you've seen, I didn't know that. Yeah. You've just 10 out of 10. Yeah. 10 out of 10. Yeah. Yeah. 12 out of 10. 12 out of
10. You notice that wheel, though, is turning just like a spoked wheel with it, when you draw the lines between those 4 points, just like a four slice of pizza pie.
All right, hey, Dave, we'll go and chat in the green room. Fantastic show. Really impressive. Velasset said he loves it as well. He just sent me a message.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
so, yeah, I got a note from him earlier saying that we sounded okay together.
It's number three's been knocked on the head, and he's got another great little show to put out on his wonderful platform, truthmeats.com.
Truthmeats.com.
All right, Dave. Wonderful. Next Sunday, and I'll speak to you soon. Thanks, everyone, for being here. We're going to go out with Aphrodite's Child, Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. Dimitris Roussos, a man who used to sell tents for a living, now skinny, if he's still alive. Wonderful Greek. Out their album called 666. That's the number of the album. So thanks, Velasset, if you can play that, and I'll talk to you later. See you guys. See you next Sunday for Bongversations. Four on the number five. Be out all. And when the lamb opened the second